The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. Satan, the Devil. We believe that Satan is a spirit being who is the adversary of God and the children of God. Satan has been given dominion over the world for a specific time. Satan has deceived humanity into rejecting God and his law. Satan has ruled by deception with the aid of a host of demons who are rebellious angels, spirit beings who followed Satan in his rebellion. Before the physical realm, God created powerful spirit servants who are referred to in Scripture as angels, literally meaning messengers. Described in some verses as sons of God, by virtue of their creation by God, they witnessed the formation of the earth. See Job, chapter 38, verses 4 through 7. There are hundreds of millions of righteous angels serving God. See Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. But a large contingent of angels rebelled against God prior to the creation of mankind. They chose the way of vanity and selfishness instead of God's way of outflowing love for others. The leader of this rebellion is now known as Satan. He and his evil cohorts are referred to in the New Testament as unclean spirits or as demons. Satan is the adversary of God, as the name Satan actually means adversary in the Hebrew of the Old Testament. The Greek Septuagint translation of the Old Testament renders this word as diabolos, from which we get the English word devil. It means slanderer and can have the sense of an accuser or opponent in court. See Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Both the Hebrew and Greek terms are used in the New Testament. The devil opposes God continually at every opportunity. He despises God's plan, particularly its objective of adding human beings to God's family. Hence, Satan also detests human beings. He is the deceiver and accuser of the brethren. He is a murderer and a liar and the father of lying. See John chapter 8, verse 44. He is described figuratively as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Satan is not an ordinary opponent. He is an extremely resourceful and cunning adversary whose ultimate goal is to deny salvation to mankind by deceiving people, leading them astray, enticing them to sin, and turning them against God. As the book of Job demonstrates, Satan can act only within the limits permitted by God. Job's account also illustrates Satan's accusatory attitude and clearly describes him as a specific individual personality and literal being. As the New Testament shows, he later came to Jesus Christ as a literal being in an unsuccessful effort to tempt Jesus into selfish concern. Just as Satan's actions are limited by God's will, his time is also limited. He is presently the ruler of this world. John chapter 12, verse 31. And described as the God of this age. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. But his reign will come to an end at the seventh and last trumpet when Jesus Christ returns. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Satan will then be removed and bound throughout the millennial reign of the Messiah, but will be released for a short while at the end of the 1,000 years. See Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3 and verses 7 and 8. After that, he will be permanently removed when he is cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, verse 10, which is prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Satan was created as an angel of high position and authority. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, He is called in Hebrew Halel, followed by the distinction Son of the Morning. The Latin translation of the name here is given as Lucifer, a name for the planet Venus when appearing as the morning star, meaning light-bearer. Some versions, therefore, translate the words here as Star of the Morning, Bright Star, or Morning Star. Addressed in Ezekiel chapter 28 as the King of Tyre, as he is the unseen power behind the throne of earthly kingdoms, this being was initially an anointed cherub who covers, verses 14 through 16, one of two angelic beings whose wings were stretched out over the throne of God, as represented in the earthly copy, the Ark of the Covenant. See Exodus chapter 25, verses 20 and 21, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 23 through 24, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 19. He evidently had at least equal rank with Michael, an archangel and great prince, Jude chapter 1, verse 9, and Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Lucifer was created perfect and blameless, but eventually chose the way of sin and rebellion. See Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 17. Apparently, a third of the angels followed him in his insurrection, and with him attempted to overthrow God, but they were defeated and cast down to the earth. See Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, and Luke chapter 10, verse 18. The kingdom of Satan is now characterized by darkness, not light. Though Satan is able to deceptively present himself as an angel of light, see Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Under some circumstances, the devil and his demons are able to gain possession and control of human beings and even animals. See Matthew chapter 8. Verses 28 through 33. Satan himself entered and possessed the traitor Judas. See Luke chapter 22, verse 3. Christ, whose authority is greater than Satan's, cast out demons during his ministry on earth and has empowered his duly ordained servants to do the same. Satan is referred to by different names and descriptions that denote some of his evil roles, characteristics, and actions. Besides the devil, he is also called Apollyon and Abaddon, meaning destroyer and destruction, respectively, in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Belial, meaning worthless or wicked, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Beelzebub, the name of a Philistine god meaning Lord of Flies, in Matthew chapter 12, verses 24 through 27, the great dragon and serpent, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, the tempter, and the prince of the power of the air, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. For more details, check out the free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?
Thanks for listening to Satan the Devil. In the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.